a great question. I mean, I would think if it goes five, they would just say, "Special game, done." Don't mind me, I'm listening to the fish. No, I still got another minute. Fix it. Initiate. Had its own language, being Albany's. So where do you, where are your main shooting spots for you here? Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. I think that's where you kind of come up the stairs and then you... Uh-huh. That's your shot spot. Chris was really like, it's like, just so you know, like, low center of gravity. Okay, I get it. It can't be that bad. Yeah. Yeah. And also, as a much better man, it's more at risk. A bit more work.
Attend stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 10 minutes from my... In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 10-minute time check. Attention on the network. Our broadcast will begin 5 minutes from my mark. In 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 5 minute time check, stations.
Get ready for Tri-City Dust Devils Baseball. It's time for the King Beverage Budweiser pregame show. For more on team, here's Doug Taylor.
And a good Friday evening time from Avista Stadium here in Spokane, where it's a bit overcast, a bit gray at the moment, but right now, certainly dry enough for us to try to get in some North League baseball, and we hope to bring it to full on this Friday night again here at Avista. Doug Taylor joining Tri-City Dust Devils Baseball. This, the Beverage Budweiser pregame show. Supposed to have one of these games yesterday. Unfortunately, due to the solid rain we had throughout the day, that was a no-go. So we were postponed last night, hoping to get in a doubleheader tomorrow. That's the plan anyway, with the original start time, 5:09. Game one, second 30 to 40 minutes after, and all that in this strange, cool and wet 22 that we've had, all weather permitting. So the last time the Dust Devils took this field was on Wednesday night, when they took on the Spokane Indians in game two of a six-game series. Gibson was a pitcher's duel between Braden and Oldtop Ruff. Spokane taking that by a score of 2-1. Get two very different setup, as it was nothing in the first inning for either side, but then Spokane with three in the bottom, the Dust Devils with four third, a Mike Peabody grand going over the right center field fence, but then Spokane would add four every time. In fact, the Dust Devils scored, saved their one run in the eighth inning. The Indians were up to the task managing or matching those, and as a result, they ended 8-6 winners. So the Dust Devils did certainly threaten in the ninth inning, got the tying run to the plate, but a strikeout, a double play, and just like that, she wrote 8-6 the Fudge. Jake Smith, the rough go. He had his third loss of the season. And so the Dust Devils now falls a little bit down the standings, but that's awfully easy to do, simply because everything's tight. Right now, Spokane is at the top of the standings, 13-10. Sheen at 11-9, a half game back. Hillsborough and Triton at 11, a game and a half back. Vancouver, 10-11, two games back, 9-13. At some of the standings, but only 3.5 games. One good run for just about anybody in the league, and you'll likely find yourself near the standings, as things sit at the moment. Tight and bunched up at the moment. The Devils hoping to not only continue bats going, as they put a nice six runs on Wednesday night, but up again a strong outing tonight from righty Marceau, who gets the nod for Jack Howell and the Dust Devils. For the Spokane Indians, will be lefty Evan Shover getting his first start at the high A level. Was at Fresno pitching for the single-A leveler, and now he finds himself at high A for the first time, getting hard for the Indians tonight. So, pitching matchup, we'll tell you a little bit more about not only the pitchers, but also the start lineups. We'll give you that as we get in for the Tri-City Dust Devils and the Spokane Indians, Game 3 of a six-game. The King Beverage pregame show continuing shortly here at DustDevilsBaseball.com and on the MILB Pitch app.
So, the date was really fun.
Yeah, thanks for dinner.
For sure. For sure. Not really sure why I'm playing with my keys. I literally took an Uber here.
Oh, two.
Wow.
Can I drive
grab
around?
A beer?
Start the night out right. Because drive drunk if you don't drive there. Decide to ride. This message is Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, copyright 2022, Anheuser-Busch, Missouri.
Oh, so I should save all my money.
Yep. Make room for mattress.
Okay, no big pieces then.
But you should put 20% down on a house as soon as you can.
You literally just said I
know what I said.
There's a lot of questionable money advice out there. Financial knowledge that can help you reach your version of success? Come to Kisa Credit Union. We can walk you through everything you need to feel confident about your finances. There's a healthier approach to money. Find it at Kisa Union. Kisa is an equal opportunity.
We rent China glassware tents, barbecues, flatware lids, dance floor staging, tables, chairs.
Rental, no job too big, no job too small.
Jackhammers, stand tours, washers, furnace saws, generators, skids, angos, trailers, tractors, nailers.
Now in Kennewick, 2901 2nd Avenue, call 509-579-0300 or go to rentA2Z.com.
Rent everything, man. Eight locations at A to Z Rental, rent everything.
2 years, many women put their mammograms on hold. It tells us about half those scheduled missed appointments. In addition, 25 put off evaluation of their breast cancers, resulting in delayed diagnosis and treatment. The result could mean thousands of unnecessary deaths and more difficult breast cancers to treat. Don't skip your mammogram. Call 509-374-4030 today or finlandimaging.com.
Avista Stadium in Spokane for Tri-City Dust Devil on an overcast, hopefully nice enough night for a ball game here on this Friday. Again, Doug Taylor joining you here at DustDevilsBaseball.com and on the MILB Pitch app. The Spokane Indians are in their Fairchild blue jersey, so a light blue kind of nod to Air Force, the local Air Force base. And so a little bit of a different look from them tonight. A light blue jersey, navy numbers and letters, and also dark navy pantway through. The Dust Devils are in their road, gray, I should say, with navy trim. The letters right across with the gold C for Tri-City and navy numbers trimmed in white. With that, let's go ahead and get your lineups. As Cactus Jack, the manager of the Tri-City Dust Devil, Little, the manager of the Spokane Indians, exchange lineups with the two umpire crew of Hector Cuellar behind the plate and Sean Sparling on the bases. For the Dust Devils, Kyron Harris leading off and playing second base. Kyle Catter, baseman, will bat second. Jordan Adams, the center fielder, batting third. Gabe Matthews in the cleanup spot once more, batting third. Mike Peabody, the left fielder, will bat fifth, followed by Edwin Yoho, lineup batting sixth and playing right field. Designated hitter Steven Rivas at seventh, followed by the catcher Chris Olfetta in the eighth position. Jose Guzman, shortstop and bat ninth for Dust Devils, and on the mound is the righty Landon Marceau. Destrehan, Louisiana, an LSU Tiger. And five strikeouts in his last start, including out the side in the first inning of that ballgame. That's not usually his game, but had it going early in that cut in the doubleheader Sunday. For Marceau, far 0-2, an ERA of 7.62, but he's been pulling that down of 13 innings. He's given up just 3 and struck out 11 in that. Pitches to contact. So sometimes if the pitch is right where you want it to be, you can get burned. If you can induce a lot of weak ground balls and get a scout or two, you can give your team a very nice out. And that's what the Dust Devils are hoping tonight. For the Spokane, it'll be second baseman Eddie Diaz, followed by right fielder Zach V, batting second. Batting third is the designated hitter Drew Romo, their usual catcher. He'll be the designated hitter tonight. Levine, the first baseman, will bat fourth. Montano, the center fielder, will be followed by catcher Roniker Palma, the backup catcher for the Indians, getting the start this evening. Robbie Martin, the left fielder, batting seventh, with the shortstop Julio Carreras in eighth spot. Third baseman Ben gets the nod, and Evan Lefty gets the start for the Spokane over played baseball at Cincinnati. Was it Fresno? And a couple of Lefty, 6'1", side, a little bit of tail to the fastball, and we'll see how the Dust Devils adjust to being Schober for the first time. Although some of them perhaps him at Fresno, maybe late last year. So a couple things to consider. We do have an art here tonight and a gentleman out to play the national anthem, the trumpet. That'll be a nice tribute. Again, with the Air Force connections here, more military out tonight. And good to see as the Spokane Indians are taking the field. But we'll go ahead and take a break as we honor America here at Avista Stadium. With the lights on and taking effect early, the clouds still looking like we're ballgame tonight. And thankful for it, hopeful that the rain can stay up, at least be light if it does show. We'll take a break. The King Beverage Budweiser pregame show closing up here. Come back, we'll bring you first pitch and all the action. This is Tri-City Dust Devils Baseball as we step aside here at DustDevilsBaseball.com and on the MILB First Pitch app.
At Ann Suites Pasco Tri-Cities Hotel, provide away-from-home retreat while you stay and wake up to a free hot breakfast after a restful sleep on a clean and fresh Hampton bed. Plan your next adventure using the free Wi-Fi room or throughout the hotel and unwind their indoor saltwater pool and hot tub. Close to the track center for meetings, concerts, and events. Visit Gisa Stadium to the Tri-City Dust Devils for reservation 509-792-1660 or stop by 6827 Boulevard in Pasco.
They say consistency is success. They weren't. It's all about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light. You might just find that the road to success is pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment. Only 2.6 carbs and 95. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Road rivals, let's talk about extra. Toyota offers tons of extra with Toyota Care. Our no-cost maintenance plan good for 2 years or 25,000 miles. No costs, no cost tire rotations, no cost fluid level adjustments, and more. A whole lot of extra at no cost from Toyota. Ford, Honda, and Nissan all charge for maintenance. That's the kind of extra you need. Try harder. Toyota.
Based on manufacturer's data as of 3/21/22, covered from a factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever occurs first. Participating dealer for coverage details.
You've been listening to the King Beverage Budweiser Game Show. Stay tuned. Tri-City Dust Devils Baseball is next. The proud high A affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels.
AutoZone's distribution center in Pasco is hiring. Walk in every Wednesday from 8 till noon to be interviewed. This Wednesday, the AutoZone DC is hiring all shifts starting at $18.25 per hour and also hiring Class A CDL drivers with hazmat endorsements and huge bonus money. Full-time positions have benefits and a great work culture. Walk in Wednesday from 8 to noon, 3733 Capitol Avenue in Pasco to apply. Drive your career and your future with AutoZone.
We take a lot of pride of our Tri-City Dust Devils, just the folks at CO Energy, an independent franchise of Pacific Pride. Gasoline, non-ethanol premium fuel. Pacific Pride's 24 fully automated fueling stations are modern, clean, and well-lit. The frequent fueler's special access card provides security, control, price billing, no lost receipts, unauthorized purchases, no guests, just hundreds of convenient Pacific sites throughout the U.S. At Pride, we fuel the winners, and company can join the team. So get a handle on your commercial fueling needs with Pacific Pride. Open your account today at CO Energy, an independent franchise of Pacific Pride, with offices in Pasco, Spokane, Yakima, and surrounding areas. Hey fans, the CG Public House and Catering will give you traditional breakfast, lunch, and dinner served in a relaxed, contented setting. Give them a call at 509-783-0128 for a meal to go, or visit them at 9221 West Clearwater, Kennewick, to enjoy your nice hot meal in-house. Again, 509-783-0128 to place an order, or visit 9221 West Clearwater, Kennewick.
Tri-City Dust Devils Baseball is on the air. Dust Devils Baseball is brought to heart by Giza Credit Union, Toyota of Tri-City, King Beverage, AutoZone, Inland Gene, Hampton Inn Suites, CG Public House, Tri-City Community Health, Horn Rapids RV Service and Sales, Columbia Heating, and Sergi. Now, call of today's game, Doug Taylor.
And good evening again to Avista Stadium in Spokane, or if you're just right now for the first time, come in to Avista Stadium as the Tri-City Dust Devils, who lost the first two games, six-game series, will try to get back on track tonight against the Spokane up north. West 395 and 195 for that matter. The Dust Devils about to head to the plate for the first time tonight. Let's go ahead and get defensive setup for the Spokane Indians. Across the infield from left to right, it'll be Robbie Jr. in left, Daniel Montano in center, and Zach Veen in right field. Around the infield from third to first is Ben Sims at third, Julio Carreras the short, Eddie Diaz the second base, and Grant Levine the first. Roniker Palma getting there tonight for Indians behind the plate. And on the mound is lefty Evan Shaver. I've heard Shaver now, old Shover. Initially, this is the first start at the high A level. Everybody kind of figuring these things. Once more, he is a lefty from Lorain, Ohio, who got called up at single A Fresno, really for the start of this series. His first start in action at the high A level. Kyron Paris to lead for the Dust Devils. Once more, U.S. Tri-City in their road gray with numbers. It's on the front of the jersey, largely navy as well, trimmed in white and a gold C, wearing the long baseball socks. With a traditional ball look. Meanwhile, in their Fairchild Blues tonight. First, Evan Shaver. Fastball that misses a little outside. And we are underway at 6. Just a minute behind. Temperature in a moment here. 1-0 the count to Harris. Average at 4 in the moment. The offering a little high. 2 balls and no strikes. The run looks like it's having an issue. It's put both those fastballs at 99 miles an hour. Quite sure. That's right. The next offering, swing and a miss. Going after a fastball, couldn't get there. 2 balls and a strike to count. Shauver in three appearances at Fresno, 2-0, an ERA of 1-2-1. Looked like another fastball, just a little high, three balls. And a strike, the count to Shauver. For Cincinnati Bearcat, or the Cincinnati Bearcat alum, the 3-1. Fastball, high ball four. Harris, a leadoff walk. Patience at the plate this year and straights it again. Certainly much cooler than it was on Wednesday night in Spokane. We made it to degrees in Spokane here on Wednesday, but not the temperature today. 57 degrees at first pitch with a south-southwest wind. And your game time temperature brought to you by Tributing as Kyle Kasser was squared to bunt, pulled away, and Shauver's pitch missed the outside corner. Set played up by Hector Cuellar. One ball and no strikes. Kasser's average down to just under 300 as he squares again to bunt. It's a hop up. First base side going over. Having room is Levine. And he's the catch in foul ground. Out number one. Certainly not what you're looking for in a spy situation. It was a drag bunt situation, so certainly can see what Kasser was trying to do there. In the end, that attempt going awry, and he is retired. Kings of Jordan Adams, one out, no score, just top of the first inning. As the first pitch to Adams is a high. For a touch outside, one ball and no strike. Shauver's been missing high far. Might be a little tight, a little nervous, his first at this level, getting the call up. Oh. Adams, a little pop, foul territory, first base side. Looking for this one, too. It'll make the catch. For the second out of the top of the first. So two straight for Grant Levine. Shauver able to get in on the hands of Adams. Two down for Tri-City after the lead walk by Kyer and Harris here. Top of the first. Up comes Gates. Matthews had a walk in Wednesday's game, otherwise four. As Harris goes, first pitch. Just missing. Second a little high. Harris well underneath. Even a possible tag attempt, but never secure. A stolen base in Paris, and he's in scoring position with two out here in the first. For Kyren on the season, that is stolen base number 8. Has not been caught here. 1-0 the count to Matt. Next pitch to him is lying sharply foul on the first base side. Room here at Avista Stadium, foul territory. A lot of room behind the plate as well. So if he gets by, a base is all automatic here. Shauver taking a little time and now getting back on the rubber. 1-1 the count, two outs, top of the first. Tri-City in its first, looking to bring home the opening run, the 1-1. Slider just outside from Shauver. Two balls and a strike. Tri-City getting two-thirds of their runs on the Grand Slam in the third in their baseball game, the 2-1. Had a fastball finding its way back the outside corner to the lefty Matthews. The count evens a two ball, two strikes. It's a Friday night crowd. Does seem like might be a few more folks here. Already hearing from the crowd. Shauver set. Check Paris at second. There's nobody there. Runner guard. And the pitch bounces away. Paris gets around third. The ball's going to go all the ball can. Dung out. And Paris scores 1-0 Tri-City. As Paris took off very early, reading that Shauver was necking him, that distracted Rucker Palma, who was trying to get ready to pick ball and throw it quickly. That pitch ends up getting away, and Paris just kept on going. 1-0 to the Dust. And a full count to Gabe Matthews. This pitch to him is high ball four, so the inning will be. So Paris, a stolen base to third, and then got to be a wild pitch that would get Harris home and around, and now two out walk to Matthews, keeping the inning moving for Mike Peabody, who had himself a night. That was on Tuesday night, or Wednesday night, I beg your pardon. The days when you especially have rainouts get a little blurry. Lap played, first pitch. Fastball in for a strike. Trying to get a ring velocity-wise on. The radar gun is working. The off-speed pitches have been around 80 miles. Matthews with a lead, the 0-1. Hit high in the air, pretty deep to right center. Go over is Montano, and he'll make catch at the warning track. just shy of the 383 line in deep right center field. Thought he hit it a long way, but Montagna speed able to get there to make a catch for out three. That retires the sign. Tri-City a run on the board with no hitters and one man left to go to the bottom of the first inning here at Avista Stadium. With the score, the Tri-City is one. The Spokane Indians coming up. You're listening to Dust Bowl Baseball.
Horn Rapids RV Service and Sales. Family adventure starts here.
Horn Rapids RV Service and Sales is a growing family-owned and operated dealership located in our certified technicians service models. If you're looking to purchase an RV or need maintenance or repairs, Horn Rapids RV Service and Sales will exceed your expectations. Go to hornrapidsrv.com to start family adventure today.
Everybody knows you shouldn't retire till you're 65.
Buying a house? 20% down or nothing, bud.
It's easy. Put your money in savings and never touch it.
There's a lot of questionable money out there. For financial knowledge that can help you reach your version of success, come to Kisa Credit Union. We go through everything you need to feel confident finances. There's a healthier approach to money. Find it at Kisa Credit Union. Kisa's Opportunity Lender.
Trust Devils won the Spokane Indians to bat for the first time. Friday night here at Avista Stadium. Looks like mist starting to fall here. The Ducks with a run on the board despite not any hits in the top first inning. A walk, two stases, and then an advance on a wild pitch getting Kyren Paris home and around to give the Dust Devils the early lead. Any to lead things off. We'll get to the defenseman here for the Dust Devils shortly. Dan Marceau ready to bring home the night. Up his at third base side of the rubber. The righty comes home. Slow tapper. Kyle Kasser has it at third. Bare hands. Fires. Nice play. Kasser realized quickly that Kass was coming down the line quickly enough. He had no time to glove it and transfer. He set his feet, grabbed it with his bare right hand, and flung a strike to first. Beat Diaz by half step for the first out. Come of the first. Nice play by Kasser. I'll say it twice. It remains true. Here's Zach Veen. Being the right fielder, first round draft pick of the 20 draft for the Rockies. Had a nice game Wednesday. 2-for-4 and driven in. First pitch to Marceau is just a little out. Fastball at 91 from Landon. Seen the velocity come up a little bit here. Landon's gotten stretched out. Here's the 1-0. Went in there for a strike. The count evening at 1-1. As V, a lefty with a wide open stance, a lot like Bryce Harper's stance in the box. The 1-1. And a fastball a little inside. And a strike the count. So we're in this kind of interesting weather situation right now, where quick moving dark clouds hang over, and we're getting just light mist at the. Marceau misses again with a fat 3 balls and a strike to count. So very light raindrops start way in. Not only to Avista, but the press box, the 3-1. The lines it foul on the third base side. And the count full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bunch of rain yesterday everywhere. There was standing water all over the warning track here at Avista, amongst others. But field in good shape. Tight. Tip of the hat to the grounds crew for their fine work and getting things in order here. 1-0, 1-0 Tri-City, bottom of the first, full count pitch to Zach V. Here it is. Mind foul again, third base side. Into the empty general admission bleachers down the side. Still 3 balls and strikes. As the rain starting to pick up a bit now, the full count pitch on the inside corner, strike 3. And was heading toward the dugout to toss his stuff and head to... Instead, head back to the dugout as a strikeout victory. Landon Marceau, first of the night, throws him with the fast inside corner. Little paint job from Landon. 2 out there in the first. Rain coming down heavier now. First pitch into Drew Romo, the switch hitting catcher of the Spokane Indians. The DH tonight for the fastball high one. Marceau now working again the pitch. Fastball high, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Is rain starting to get quite a bit heavier now. 2-0. Misses the zone. 3 balls and no strikes the count. Facing the Dust Devil bullpen. Start to run for cover down the first base side. Not run, they walked. As the 3-0 is lined foul by Rope. The green light there. 3 balls and a strike count. Rope 4 in the game on Wednesday. Mixed moving clouds. They've brought in some rain here. Always a worry. The forecast as it was. The 3-1. That's high 4, and it skips all the way back to the screen, or make it Romo. Get a bean down to first, but Christian Molfetta hurrying back, and it will just be a 2-out. To Romo, one of the first hitters in the Northwest League. So 2-out, 1-0 City. We're in the bottom of the first inning. And Grant Levine into the left-handed box. With the righty Marceau on the mat. And switch hitter Romo. It's quite a bit of lefties in the order tonight. For Scott Little, makes sense. The first pitch to Levine, fastball and strike on the outside corner. It's an interesting situation. Rain coming down right now. You see some lighter parts of the sky not far away here. So hopefully this is a fast shower that will make its way up. The 0-1. Foul by Levine into the screen. And Mars snowballs in 2 strikes. In fact, the field crews, I think, stationed and ready for this situation, have covered both mounds with their tarps down the left and right field sides. Trying to keep things as dry as you can. The 0-2. Just missing inside. That was cut fastball from Marceau. 1-2 with 2 out. Bottom of the first. The Dust Devils leading one. And Drew Romo at first. Pretty good lead now. Marceau set the pitch. And outside. 2 balls in now. Levine. Levine, 2018 draft pick of the Colorado Rockies from Bedford, New Hampshire. Finished the year here at Spokane last season. The 2. Fastball inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes as Marceau going full after having an 0-2 advantage. Levine disciplined. He leads the tier. Is second in walks with 14. Almost has as many as strikeouts. Romo goes. The full count hit down the left field line. Gets Peabody, but it'll land in the first row. Features. And we'll do it again. 3-2. And with Romo at first, you would expect him to be on again. He's going to tell you that has 3 stolen bases and has been caught since, but has the push in of the full count, 2-out situation. The infield play, Levine slightly to pull. Passer at about mid-short. The 3-2. Now back into the screen. Marceau battling here. As the game continues, 3-2. There is a roof here at Avista. So I kind of think some folks are trying to find their way into some cover here on a cool, wet night in the Lilac City. Romo's lead should be going here shortly. Marceau set at the belt, the full count pitch. Fastball high, ball four. So 2 walks now for Landon Marceau, a guy known for throwing strikes throughout his collegiate career. And now the umpires are getting together here. And now curious what the decision may be here. As Hector Cuellar, the home plate umpire, is heading over. Have a word with, I believe, both managers. Scott Little is over at third base, or at least one of the Spokane coaches. And I believe they've been told to remove the tarps on the bullpens. I'm guessing that's probably a safety issue for like an outfielder running over. So, interesting thing to see. First and second, 2 out. Bottom of the first. Marceau, a long look at first pitch in to Daniel Montaño. Fastball missing outside, 1-0. So we've seen a little bit of wildness here, starters in the first inning. Montaño, a big game on Wednesday. Had a double and a triple. Drove in a... Marceau, again checking low at second. The next offering, a fastball. Must have been low that time. A little close in the zone. Montaño has 9-9, an average of 250. Again, a really nice ball game at the plate. On Marceau set the 2 in the air, third side. That will go out of play. Turn the count now to Daniel Montano. As the wind out southwest, skies look a little lighter that way at the moment, but we're still getting rained on pretty decently. Romo Levine at first. Bit of a jam here for Landon Marceau in the bottom of the first. The 2-1. Fastball high, 3 balls. Strike the count. And Marceau in danger of walking the bases loaded here. Ronaker Palma, the catcher, is on deck. The righties in the lineup. 3-1, count the pitch. Fouled at the by Montano, and the count again at 3-2. As the green jersey of Landon Marceau, it's kind of the closest one to us visually, starting to pick up a little moisture. Staying dry tonight is going to be very difficult for both sides. Marceau is on the move shortly. Full count pitch. Montano flips it fat base side. And we'll do it again, 3-2. Marceau's pitch count getting up here in the first inning. Still a chance to get out of trouble and post throw on the board. He's set. Full count pitch. Montano swings and misses strike 3. Goes off the glove of Christian Molfetta. Montano will reach. So Marceau strikeout, but it was a little wide. Molfetta unable to grab it. That is a strike. And a drop third strike, allowing Montano to reach in the inning to continue. The base is loaded now for the Indians. Here in the first, and Ronaker pulls his first action of the series into the right-hand box. Palmer so far here, an average of 571 in the sixth game of the season, so he's hit well in the brief action he's had. 8-14 at the plate, a homer and 8 driven in. First hit on the ground to the right side, a 2-hop gathered by Matthews. He'll flip it to Marceau, gets to the bag in time. As Devils breathe a sigh of relief. Strand, the base is loaded. Here in the first, runs, no hits, no errors, 3 are left. Through an inning here in San, it's the Tri-City Dust Devils 1 and the Spokane Indians nothing to Dust Devil Baseball.
Dear road rivals, let's talk about extra. Toyota offers tons of extra with Toyota. Our no-cost maintenance plan good for 2 years or 25,000 miles. No-cost oil changes, no-cost tire rotations, no-cost fluid level adjustments, and more. That's a whole lot of extra at no cost for Toyota. Ford, Honda, and Nissan all charge extra for maintenance. And that's the extra nobody needs. Try harder. Toyota.
Based on manufacturer's data as of 3/1/2022, covers normal factory schedules for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See participating dealer for coverage details.
Over the past 2 years, many women put their annual mammograms on hold. Data tells us about how scheduled missed their appointments. In addition, 25% put off of their breast cancer symptoms, resulting in diagnosis and treatment. The result could mean thousands of unnecessary deaths and more advanced and difficult breast cancers to treat. Don't skip your mammogram. Call 509-374 today or visit inlandimage.com.
Hampton Inn Suites Pasco Tri-Cities Hotel provides a home away from home retreat while you're in Washington. Wake up to a free hot after a restful sleep on a clean and fresh Hampton. Plan your next adventure using the free Wi-Fi in your room or throughout the hotel and in their indoor saltwater pool and hot tub. They're close to the track center for meetings, concert events. Visit Geese Stadium, Tri-City Dust Devils. For reservations, call 09-792-1660 or stop by 6826 Boulevard, Pasco.
With the O's to lead off for the Tri-City Dust Devils at the top of the second inning. It's a big swing. And an Evan Shover fastball, unable to connect. Yone down a strike. Yone with 3 homers on the season. The 0-1 to him. Fastball, little inside. The count even had a ball and a strike. The Dust Devils leading the Spokane Indians 1-0 as we start at the top of the second inning. And in what now will have to be called a rainy Spokane and a Vista Stadium. The 1-1. Breaking ball, high and outside, 2 balls, and a strike. Young, according to the scoreboard, making his best stadium debut. The 2-1, another big swing and a miss. That cutter moving away from Young as he digs into the right-hand batter's box. The count, 2-2. Young and the hoodie underneath the jersey. The pitch. Fastball high, and the count goes full. Now 3-2. We've seen a few full count this ball game. Got another pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. So Chauver able to strike out Young for first out here of the second. Chauver, that's his first strikeout at the high A level. Kevin Rivas, lefty facing the lefty Chauver. It's 1-3 tonight's game as he looks at a off pitch, missing a little low and outside. Ball and no strikes. That was a single pair in the second. It was doubled off was Rivas as the next pitch comes in and all the way stop it goes. 2 and no strikes now count. And the rain is flying a little further here. Hate to be the bearer of bad news, the 2-0. Fastball outside and no strikes. And Hector Cuellar, the man behind the plate. Sean Sparling, the bear, he's down the first baseline. That's out, ball 4. A 4-pitch walk to Stevens. Board with one out here in the top of the second inning. Neither team with a hit so far. Trico with a 1-0 lead. Here's Christian Molfetta. Molfetta, kind of loveless place to have a day injured list on Wednesdays. It's Molfetta and Panetti, lone catchers available at the moment, are trying the first pitch from Chauver. Low inside. And no strikes as the wind pick up as well. Here at Avista Stars and Stripes in center field. Through the rain. At pretty full wave now. The 1-0. A fly ball out to left. Going and making the catch is Robbie Martin for the first out. And he had to kind of strain into the rain to make that. As again, it picks up a bit with that. Home plate umpire Hector Harris called the players off the field. And we are headed into a rain delay here in the top of the second inning. It was a very quick move after that catch. He playing off the field. And for the first time 2022, at least I've seen, the Dust Devils headed into a rain delay. So we will take a break. I can talk about what's happened so far and kind of work there as, again, it's Tri-City 1, stand nothing in the top of the second inning. We need to close the door here at Avista Stadium. It comes down harder. We take a break at DustDevilsBaseball.com and on the IM, or make the empty first pitch at.
We take a lot of pride in the success of our Tri-Dust Devils, just like the folks at COP, an independent franchise of Poseidon, with quality gasoline, non-oil premium, and diesel fuel. Besides 24-hour fully automated fuel stations are modern, clean, and well, and the frequent fueler's special card provides security, control, and itemized billing. No lost receipts, no unauthorized purchases, no... Just hundreds of convenient Pacific Pride sites throughout the U.S. At Pacific Pride, we fuel the winners, and your company can join the team. So get a handle on your commercial needs with Pacific Pride. Open account today at CO Energy, independent franchise of Pacific Pride, with offices in Pasco, Spokane, Yakima, and surrounding areas.
So, this... really fun.
Yeah, thanks for dinner.
For sure. For sure. Not really sure why I'm playing with my keys. I literally here.
Oh, me too.
Wow.
Can grab around. A beer?
Start the night out right. Because you can't drunk if you don't drive there. Side to ride. This message is brought to Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and copyright 2022, Anheuser-Busch, St. Missouri.
Rain shower rolling through caused a rain delay. With the situation what in the top of the second inning, the Tri-City Dust Devils leading the Spokane Indians by a score of 1-0. The Nustas scoring a run in the top of the first. Kyren Parrish getting on a walk, stealing two bases. And on that steal, a wild pitch allowing him to make it around to home to score. That's the run of the game. Neither team has a hit so far. And with one out in the top of the inning, again, we have been halted due to rain here at Vista Stadium. It was a light mist at first and certainly something you could play through, but the rain intensifying and the wind as well. And Hector Cuellar, the home plate umpire, seeing Lefty Martin make the first out of the second with flying into his eyes, decided it would be best to get the players off the field. And so each team back to us, and we will officially go into a rain delay. We have some sound to go with that rain delay. But we'll not know, really. We'll check the rain, and we'll try to keep you up to date with the Tri-City Dust Devils social page. Also, as well, if you want to follow on Twitter at TrueLailer, I'll try to keep us up to date there, too. Just tag the Dust Devils page. So trying to keep folks informed, and hopefully this show will blow through, and we'll be able to get back to baseball here on this evening. With that, we're going to send some weather delays down that we have, kind of background music with a little that we're in a weather delay. And again, via social media, we'll keep you up to date to what the situation is here at Vista. So as it stands at the top of the inning, the Dust Devils a 1-0 lead over the Spokane Indians and officially are in a rain delay at Vista Stadium. For the moment, Doug Taylor, so long for now. I'll talk to you shortly with more baseball here from Spokane. So we take a break for the moment. Until then.
Today's Tri-City Dust Devils is currently in a weather delay. Stay tuned for more updates. For additional information, visit the Dust Devils Twitter page at @TC_DustDevils. Tri-City Dust Devils game is currently in a weather delay. Stay tuned for more updates. For additional information, visit the Dust Devils Twitter page at @TC_DustDevils. Tri-City Dust Devils currently in a weather delay. Stay tuned for more updates. For additional information, visit the Dust Devil page at @TC_DustDevils. We'll be right back. Today's Tri-City Dust Devils game is currently in a weather delay. Stay tuned for more updates. For additional information, visit the Dust Devils Twitter page at @TC_DustDevils. Tri-City Dust Devil team is currently in a weather delay. Stay tuned for more updates. Additional information, visit the Dust Devils Twitter page at @TC_DustDevils. Tri-City Dust Devil game is currently in a weather delay. Stay tuned for more updates. For additional information, visit the Dust Devils Twitter page at @T_DustDevils. Today's Tri-City Dust Devil team is currently in a weather delay. Tune for more updates. For additional information, visit the Dust Twitter page at @TC_DustDevils. Today's Tri-City Dust Devils is currently in a weather delay. Tune for more updates. For additional information, visit the Dust Devils page at @TC_DustDevils.
This is Doug Taylor back at Estes Stadium. We are being asked to evacuate the press box here due to thunder and lightning in the area and also heavy rain. We remain delayed, and it seems likely we're going to be out of that for here. Actually going to need to turn the stream off due to the electricity in the camp. So this is Doug Taylor signing off for now. Tri-City leading Spokane 1-0 in the top of the second inning. We hope to be back with you later this evening. Doug Taylor leaving the press box and running for cover here at Dust Devils Baseball and on the MILB first pitch. So long for now.